man who's been swanning around the Magic Millions complex is Harry White. I wonder whether he put his hand up yesterday. He joins us to look at Camperdown Cup Day today. Good morning, Harry.
Good morning, Michael.
What was it like at the Millions yesterday?
My wife wanted to know where the person up the front was, so I pointed, and they thought I put a bid in, so I had to quickly shake my head no. It was only around $40,000. I think the horse went for $100,000, so it's pretty safe to say I wasn't going to get it anyway.
I was going to say, tipping money for you. Hopefully we can make a little bit of spare cash today, because it is Camperdown Cup Day today. They've got a good field for the Cup, which is race number 7. Let's have a look at the first race, where we can try and build some money as well. The bank, we take out number 4 in the first. It's only a smallish field. Reward the Bold is at $3. Who do you like in the first?
I'm with Dance D La Lune, shown good ability and multiple jump outs. Gets in light with Alana Kelly riding and claiming 2 kilos. Draws a middle gate. Is expected to prove competitive on debut. To beat Reward the Bold, finished a close third with a 2-length gap back to fourth. That was a handy maiden, an only strips fitter here. Mighty Ganges ran well in a handy jump out heat leading into this and can measure up. And then Marchina well held at Terang, but prior form jumps off the page for a race like this. It's an even start, 5-3-2-6.
5-3-2-6 in race number 1, race 2. Over the 1,000, take out 4-7-13. Sequalis is the favourite at $3.
That horse should simply be winning this, Michael. Led was only nabbed late first up over 1,100. Second place getter was Tycoon Bucks, who has since placed in a strong maiden at Lakeside. Then she was solid in third after racing wide throughout at Yarra Valley. Can be forward here, just looks too good going off past efforts. To beat Kamano, has been racing well through handy enough form references. Tarakan will be prominent in the run, and Catch the Drift goes in as next best. But I'm really keen on the 12 ahead of 1, 3, and 8.
Well, one of the best of the day, the 12, and you can get $3 Sequalis in race number 2. Race number 3, over 1,400 metres, take out 2, 3, 5 and 6. Yasmina's the favourite at 260.
Yeah, and with Yasmina, my other second, third and fourth picks were all scratch. Yasmina was on top anyway. Just took a bit too long to wind up down the straight last start. Ultimately, didn't get the win by the bob of her head. Prior form around her stacks up well. She should be atoning here. With the scratchings, Camp Cove goes in for second. Ran an improved race last start. Forever Girl has jumped out soundly. And I've put Wonga Bell in for fourth. 12, 10, 11, 9.
12, 10, 11, 9. Race 4, take out the 1. King Joey's the favourite at $4. This looks a bit more open here, Harry.
Yeah, tricky race. I'm with Tour Down Under. Has had a few excuses of late, but best efforts from this preparation earlier on would certainly be good enough. And he maps for the run of the race. To beat King Joey, coming off a dominant last start win, albeit in weaker grade, goes around 3.5 kilos lighter and will be strong at the back end of the race. Warty Boy mixes form, but could figure at his best. And then I've put Star Lover in for fourth. 3-6-2-4.
3-6-2-4. Race 4. Race 5. Over the 1,000. Take out 6 and 7. Hidden Charm. Harry Coffey, George Osborne, the favourite at 280. Spinrich at 480. Harry?
Yeah, we can trim up this first leg, I think. Hidden Charm, resuming with no jump out to reference, but best efforts have always been first up. Maps is our likely leader, and her overall form is a lot better than it first looks on paper. From the front, she should get every chance to run them off their feet. Punk Princess resumes for a new stable, has jumped out soundly. This trip may be a touch sharp, but she looks well placed in this company, so goes in the quaddie. Outside of those two, La Tesora and Bullet Master may be next best, but just trimming up with those top two, 4 and 5 ahead of 8 and 2.
4 and 5 ahead of 8 and 2 in the first leg of the quaddie. Second leg's a 64 over 1,400. Take out 2, Stratessa. Dropping down in class is the favourite at 330, the Moors. 3.40, and then you're out to Bosconi at $4.80. Who do you like in the 6th?
Continuing to shoot straight with the favourite, Stratessa, swapping out blinkers for winkers. Should appreciate dropping back after being in grade, after being well held in a benchmark 70 at Flemington. Raced wide without cover prior, held ground okay. That was on the back of a solid first up win. She gets back, will be running on. The Moors is in a nice patch of form, filling the minor money 3 times with a win in between. And Alana Kelly takes 2 kilos off his back. Expect he can measure up in this grade. Due Course, arguably the best horse in the field, but there have to be serious queries about her running strongly in anything further than a 1,200-metre race. And then Bosconi next best. 7-3-4-6.
Sorry, mate, can you repeat that again?
7, 3, 4, and 6.
7, 3, 4, and 6. Race number 7 is the feature, the Sun Gold Milk Camperdown Cup. Over the mile is one scratching, take out the 4. Black Sail heads the market. Harry Coffey, Kiramar, Dave Eustace, 270. Declares War, 310. Reserve Street, 550. Buna Vloez is at $6. Fabian's Spirits at $8. And then Last Kingdom's at $16. And Basson's is the Extreme Outsider at $126. So every runner bar the 8, given a winning hope.
Yeah, look, it is quite a competitive field. Harry Coffey looks like he's in for a big day, and I'm with Black Sail, despite giving weight to the field. I think, you know, his hoof is firmly on the till, and he's the best horse in this field. All form, this prep reads very strong for this. Third placing behind Pancho and Tavi Dance 3 back was solid, as was a second placing last start in the Woodford Cup. He'll be forward in the run, might even lead, expect he proves very hard to get past. Declares War probably the dangerous place in both second up runs. Just might be looking for a little bit further. Buena Veloz will be running on, has a slight weight swing in his favour against Black Sail from last time they met. And Reserve Street was a bit disappointing last start, but best efforts put him in the mix. 1, 3, 5, and 6.
1, 3, 5, and 6. Black Sail to take the 2021 Camperdown Cup home today. Race number 8, the last of 8, over 2,200. Take out 9, 14, 15, and 16, and trolleyed. For Dean Holland and Andrew Bobbin, who has got a remarkable strike rate in his young training career, is the favourite at 440. Agosto is at 480. Olympic Oath, $5. How do we come home here, Harry?
Tricky way to finish off, Michael. Going with Agosto. He's been freshened since an okay effort over the trip in a stronger race. Change of tactics saw him more forward in the run, but when it mattered, he failed to show any late sprint. Was just a bit one-paced home. Conversely, the start prior, he got right back and ran on well again over the trip. So maybe from a wide draw, it's best to go back and run on. To beat Trolley, should appreciate stepping up to this trip. Maps for a nice run. All efforts this prep have probably been good enough to win a race like this. Olympic Oath appears to be looking for this trip, but is on trial over it. And Valentine will be strong late, goes in the quaddie as well. 1, 6, 4, 11.
1, 6, 4, and 11. All right, Harry, best of the day, quaddie. What are we doing at Camperdown?
Best, race 2, number 12, Sequalis. Very keen on that runner to get the cash. Value, not much about. Race 4, number 3, Tour Down Under at around that $5 mark. Quaddie, trim up the first leg, numbers 4 and 5 only. Second leg, 3, 4, 6, 7. Trim up the third leg, 1 and 3 only. And then the last leg, 1, 4, 6, 11. Play of the day, Harry Coffey Jockey Challenge. $1.90 short, but I'm sure it's going to be sweet.
I like that. Who wins the millions?
I don't know. I'm sticking out of it because I get burnt in races like that. I'll just stay in my lane and stick to the Victorian stuff.
All right, sounds good. Good punting today at Camperdown.
Same to you, Michael.